Welcome back to the Steve Guerra Show. So glad you're here to have the conversation with us. My next guest has been here before. Interesting individual, to say the least. Dr. Gordon Sokolovich is the medical director at Sparrow's Herbert Herman Cancer Center. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
And I can, you know, safely say that your accent is not from Southern Michigan. You're a guy who came here to practice medicine. Tell the listeners a little bit about your background and how you ended up here.
Yeah, I came from Ohio, but obviously it's not Ohio accent.
Right.
I was born and raised and in Bosnia, in Sarajevo, former Yugoslavia, and then I moved to U.S. and I did my residency and in Ohio and my fellowship at Cleveland Clinic. And I was staff at Cleveland Clinic at Cancer Center for a few years, and then I came to Lansing.
Right. You brought that expertise with you. The Cleveland Clinic, obviously one of the most recognized medical facilities, I'd say, in America, but really in all the world. And I say that because Sparrow Hospital recently has been featured in a special issue in a publication of the National Academy of Bosnia and Herzegovina alongside a who's who in precision medicine in the U.S. It includes the Mayo Clinic. It includes the Cleveland Clinic, and it includes places in you, sir. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a special issue of Acta Medica Academica, which is a publication of National Academy of Arts and Sciences of Bosnia and Herzegovina. But all authors were from renowned institutions, including Mayo, Cleveland Clinic, University of Virginia, Lee Moffitt Cancer Center, and very heavily featured, actually, was Sparrow Herbert Herman Cancer Center. We had four papers. Three were from Cancer Center and one from Sparrow Pharmacy.
So, that's great representation. I mean, that's impressive on the world stage when people talk about the cutting edge, the latest technology, the latest in treatment. And let me ask you this. How long have you been focused on oncology, on cancer?
But I'm focused on cancer for last 35 years. I was doing some years in basic research, and then for the last 20 years, I'm doing clinical research and patient care.
I ask you this for this reason. Cancer treatment, I'm a cancer survivor, but my issues date back to the mid-1980s. And it's a different world today. It's a different world from when you started 35 years ago. Cancer treatments from just 10 years ago. The improvements, the technology, the ability to have people not only survive but to thrive has come light years ahead, has it not?
Absolutely. Our treatments changed significantly even in the last 5 years. And our focus now is more on precision medicine, more on individualized treatment. We are tailoring our treatment to a specific patient, particularly based on genomics of cancer cells, gene mutations, which are specific for each patient.
So tell me about that. How you create a profile that's unique to one human being. And based on that profile, then, you go and you attack that illness head on.
Correct. So that's kind of similar to thumbprint. Every patient is different, and their actually genetic or genomic print is unique for their cancer. And so we are grouping at the present patients with similar genomic prints into groups which are treated similarly, but you know, future will bring actually specific treatment for each specific patient.
Are there certain types of cancer? Dr. Gordon Sokolovich here from the Herbert Herman Cancer Center in Lansing, Michigan. Are there certain cancers today that are survivable that weren't 10 or 20 years ago or much more survivable today than they were 10 or 20 years ago?
Absolutely. We know that certain cancers, like testicular cancer, were very sensitive to chemotherapy, and survivorship was excellent. Similar is in lymphoma, but now we see patients with lung cancer with specific mutations or molecular markers that live much longer than they used to, because it seems that their disease is different from those who don't have those markers. Similar is in other malignancies. Particularly, we can talk about metastatic melanomas, which are becoming more frequent because of significant sun exposure. And we know that patients with specific gene mutations can be treated very with great efficacy and long survival. And plus, we are now using pretty effectively immunotherapies in multiple cancers, which is bringing definitely better survival and better disease-free survival.
Sure, and some of the really good news is, yes, the Mayo Clinic is world-renowned, the Cleveland Clinic world-renowned, but you don't have to leave Michigan now to have the benefit of the research, the specialists, and the expertise found in those places. I'll give you the last word.
That's absolutely true. Actually, you don't have to leave Lansing to get the latest achievements in the cancer care. And plus, it's your home field and people that you know and people that can give you best care.
Good work, doctor. If you want to find out more, two things. Number one, you can call 800-968-5570 or go to sparrowcancer.org, sparrowcancer.org. Dr. Sokolovich, greatly appreciate it. You're an expert, and I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
It's the Steve Gruber Show.